Greetings, fellow podcasters. Today we will be discussing the philosophy and life through the movies through this podcast. The movie that we will be discussing is Forrest Gump, a film which expresses the life of a man who has a range of different adventures, which affects his perspective as society progresses throughout the years.
In this film, Forrest falls in love with his childhood friend, Jenny. And as he gets older, no matter where life takes him, he finds himself looking for Jenny or thinking of Jenny. Therefore, this film expresses the statement, love could change the person for the better.
What remains evident throughout the movie is that Jenny did not live a typical life. As a child, she was abused by her father. So growing up, she did not think that she could find love, but all she had was Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump also lived a difficult life. But due to his low IQ levels, he wasn't necessarily aware of the things going around him. He wasn't aware of the severity of the worst things in his life. And although he knew something was wrong with Jenny, he still loved her endlessly. Jenny didn't believe that he could love her, but she also didn't believe that she could love him. She would blame herself for almost everything that would happen to her, even though it wasn't her fault. This is why she didn't believe that Forrest could love her. Before she could actually give in to the love that she had for Forrest, she had to acknowledge that the life that she had before wasn't easy. She did not want to be Forrest's burden, so she would have to travel away from him.
But by doing so, she would expose herself to all the drugs and everything that was popular during the sexual revolution.
And during this time, she was lost.
This reminds me of my parents.
Before my mother met my father lived a terrible life. At the age of 12, he was kicked out of his house, and he lived the majority of his time out in the streets. Feeling unaccepted in his own home, in his own country, at the age of 17, he decided to immigrate to Mexico. After moving to Mexico, he attempted to cross the border into the United States. He moved to San Francisco, California, where he was introduced to drugs and alcohol, and soon became an addict. After realizing that living in California was not fit for him, he wanted to change a chapter of his life and start new. So he decided to move to New Jersey, where he had family. But while living in New Jersey, things got worse for him.
He couldn't find himself a job, and he ended up living on the streets. My mom found my dad living in the streets, and she saw potential in him. They fell in love, and through the strength of love, he overcame his addictions, and now he's 16 years sober.
This is success, and this was the success that Jenny was hoping to see with Forrest. This is the evident representation of the statement that love can change a person for the better. Without love, you will not find strength. Without love, you will not find someone who will push you forward and tell you that you can change. Jenny without Forrest would have been nothing. Luckily, she found the strength to find love.
Yes, Javentina, I agree with you 100%, but at the same time, love does change a person for the better. Like, Forrest had this great relationship with his mother because she loved him, and she always stood by him and always told him to keep moving and don't listen to what other people say. And also with Jenny, you know, she told Forrest, you know, he doesn't know what love is, but at the same time, she didn't know how he could love her for all the bad things she did to herself, and she didn't want that to happen in his life if they get married. But as time and time passed, you know, she started slowly realizing that, you know, Forrest was always there for her, and Forrest was always, you know, he was always wanting to protect Jenny in a way because that was his best friend, you know. And this kind of reminds me of my sister and I when we were younger, we would always fight, we would always, like, you know, always argue all the time. And, you know, as we grew older and older, we started to mature, and we grew closer together. Like, we grew older and realized that, you know, we have to protect one another. We love one another. And so, you know, that's when we had to, like, you know, have each other's back, and we had to really look out for each other, just like how Forrest always looked out for Jenny. And Jenny at first couldn't understand why he would always, you know, why he would always look out for her, because she was always doing these bad things to herself. But Forrest didn't care. As long as, you know, as she was okay, he would always look out for her. He never, like, in that scene when they're in the Black Panther, in that event, this guy punches her or slaps her in the face, and he didn't like that. So his first thought was to protect Jenny. So he came and punched the guy. Like, he started punching her and was always there to protect her. Even when she eventually was sick, as you said, she's basically describes to him, like, oh, what was it like during war? Was it scary and stuff? And he said yes. But at the same time, like, even when he was running, he always thought of Jenny and never let fear get the best of him, because he always listened to what Jenny said, which was to keep going and to keep running and never to listen to anybody, really, and don't let anybody tell him that he can't do anything. So at the same time, even when she got married, her life changed, and she was a better person, and so was Forrest. Like, he always loved her. He always wanted to take care of her. And now that they have a child, you know, now he's taking good care of the child. And unfortunately, when she passed, like you said, he did get sad, but he still took care of his child as if it was Jenny. Like, he would always protect the child, and he made sure the kid went to school and was learning. He was a great person afterwards, because love does change a person for the better. And Jenny really did basically form a great life for Forrest, and really made sure he was happy. And having this child, you know, really made him a better person.
Lieutenant Dan always questioned whether or not God was real, or if following religion was even worth it. At first, he was full of hate and thought that going to church and sitting throughout those seminars was worthless, because he never felt God's love and refused to love himself because he was disabled. But after going through the hurricane and surviving the storm of Forrest, he found a way to love himself and accept his mistakes, and came to a conclusion that God had a different destiny for him. I can agree with Natalia in the aspect of Lieutenant Dan having self-love after the Vietnam War, even though he hated Forrest for changing his destiny and forcing him to live a life that he didn't want. But because of his friendship with Forrest, he thanked him for saving his life and giving him a purpose. But it was more about finding love in himself, but also finding love with God, because he came to a conclusion that he couldn't change the way he was, and he needed to accept the fact that he's crippled. Through making his peace with God, he found a way to love himself before he could love anyone else.